next application is case number 9934. It's an application of P&A LLC for parcel east of U.S. Route 13, 2,050 feet south of Route 452, requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure as an office.
Morning, Greg.
John A. Herbert, 363-393 Sussex Highway, Delmar Dollar. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Eric Howard. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, P&A LLC. P&A operates an approved asphalt plant near Delmar on Route 13. Mr. Herbert, who is here to testify on behalf of P&A, will tell you the scenario and what it is he wishes to do. It's a special use exception is what we are asking for, to place a mobile home type structure to be used as an office on the site, to additional overflows for office staff and such and field dispatchers. The property is on, I imagine many of the board is familiar with it, it's on 13, as I said, near Delmar. It's next to the Chesapeake Mobile Home Sales lot, and it's currently being used as an asphalt plant. And I believe the board has the plans that show where the structure would be. As Mr. Herbert says in the application, the intent would be to put a permanent foundation under the structure and put a type siding on it to make it blend in with the siding on the foundation, to blend in with the siding on the house, on the structure. And with that being said, I would ask Mr. Herbert in his own words to tell you what it is he wants to do.
Well, I have one going back. I think there are some issues in the way we acquired. I was one of the owners that acquired P&A a little over 3 years ago. And in that transition, there were permits that were applied for prior to us acquiring the business, which I believe there was some misrepresentation from our standpoint. We thought the permits were already in place. Evidently, they weren't. So we missed some deadlines with you folks in the first place of getting those permits properly in place. We then subsequently filed for another permit, and one of our employees that was handling that for us left the company in the process of that filing. We did not know there was a hearing that was to be had on our permit application. I've written a letter in regards to that, but we missed that hearing, which obviously took issue to, rightfully so, but we were unaware of the hearing. So I asked Mr. Howard to help me make sure that we handle this thing properly going forward. When we acquired the business, there were two mobile homes that were used for lab and office back at our asphalt plant. And they were the ones that had the original permit application. We subsequently filed for a permit application to have some offices where we used a mobile home office structure for those offices. That was the application we made the filing for, and it raised the issue of the old mobile home not being properly permitted, and that's also the hearing that we missed. So everything got disorganized, so my goal was to say put it back on track. I asked Mr. Howard to help us do that. Our intention is to do it properly, you know, going forward. As I put in our application, the original trailers that had been applied for, we were going to go ahead and replace them anyway with proper permit structure, because it's a lab for our plant, and realistically that's really the right way to manage our lab process out of our plant. In the offices, it's right off, it's basically more as a close to or attached, not really attached, but about 15 feet from our current permanent office structure, so it allows us to have interaction with our field personnel that come in to do their office work. It's right there by our office building. It was the most appropriate, efficient way for us to put in an extension of our office.
Okay. And the intent is to replace what's currently being used for the lab work to service the plant, the intent to replace that with permanent type structure?
The permanent plant building, I've engaged Willow Construction and Wyland Construction they both specialize in plant building construction. They're providing me with quotes right now to install a permanent plant building. The goal is to do it over the course of this winter, apply for the building permits in the fall here, and actually do it in the winter, which is our slow period, remove the trailers, and be able to put the plant building exactly where those trailers sit.
Mobile home type structure that is the subject of this application. Why do you need that?
Expanded office space, basically in the years that we had the business, we ran out of internal space And again, it's basically for office personnel that do, really it's our guys when they come in and do the bureau paperwork, check their room hours and so forth. We have, we created additional office space for that.
Yes, your understanding of the property is zoned heavy industrial?
Yes, it is.
And permitted use in that district is the asphalt plant?
Correct.
Correct. And the mobile home type structure you want to use is an accessory to that permitted use?
Yes, it is.
What type property is located next to the plant?
On the north side of the plant is Chesapeake Homes, which is a mobile home sales center. And on the south side, it's a heavy construction sales equipment sales company.
Do you believe that if this application for a special use exception be approved, it would have any negative adverse impact on any of the surrounding properties?
I do not believe so. And actually working, we did a lot of the construction work for Chesapeake Homes to set up their sales site there. And we have a pretty good relationship with them, and they're happy with our operation, so.
That's all the questions I have for the applicant.
Okay, I have just one question then on, now the 38 by 13 trailer is going to be removed.
Which one's that?
Well, there's two of them together. You have one that's 40 by 10. Isn't that the one that we approved not too long ago? There's two of them together.
I don't think anything's actually been properly approved. I mean, we had a temporary permit when we acquired the business. As I went back through the records with Mr. Howard and tried to figure out what really happened here that we got all messed up on.
Right.
The 40 by 10 and the 38 by 13 in the back, the asphalt labs, they were the ones that had permanent or temporary permits initially issued. And then somewhere in the transition of us acquiring the business, I don't know whether it was before or going or after, it was before, that was applied for a permanent permit. And that never was followed through on.
I don't believe they ever actually got final approval from those back labs.
Right. Because actually, in the first hearing that I was involved in, I was led to believe, my impression coming out of this meeting was that we could leave those as temporary structures for 5 years. And so our theory was that my theory walking out of that meeting was, okay, then 5 years, at that point in time, I probably want to replace the trailers anyway, so I'll just leave them alone for 5 years and we'll put in a permanent building sometime within the next 5 years. Meanwhile, we identified that we needed more office space to continue to run the business and manage the ongoing business operation, which is where we applied for the permanent mobile home structure as an office. That's the 61 by 22 building.
Right. I think we're correct on that part, right, that they wouldn't be left there until a permit structure was going to be built, and they came in for the permit, and you were with them on that last hearing?
I was not with them. That's what happened.
Oh, that was your understanding. I believe the council maybe could correct me on that.
I'm not even sure anymore myself.
We're going back to
exactly, which is why I engaged Mr. Howard and said, you know, please help me. I want to do it right.
Mr. Howard and Mr. Lank and I met several weeks ago and kind of went over this, and I know we all left understanding of it, and now I've forgotten it, which is pretty typical.
There was one storage trailer used to be removed.
And that's going.
That's right. Definitely, we're definitely removing
it. Right. Okay. And then the...
Like the H-shape.
The lab, I understand I got in a meeting, was that the lab mobiles were going to be replaced with a permanent structure this year,
right.
And they were applying for the other unit to bring it off.
And that's right. That should clean up
okay. All
the outstanding
right.
Details.
Right. So
that would be all of us. We're all jockeying back and forth.
There would be one mobile type structure on the property.
And that would be for the offices only.
Right.
And this 40 by 10?
The 61 by 22.
Or 61 by 22. Okay.
How long do you need this for?
Hopefully as long as the business is...
And the intent is that we approve it for a time period in such that gives you relief until a building can be built.
Okay.
So the question is, how long?
How long do you feel? Up to the 5 years?
I would probably use another 5 years then if that's the case. Because I'll be in the process of constructing my pole building in the back. I'd like to absorb that and go on to the next one.
And we can determine if business dictates, do we need it or do
we
need it
now? Right. Today's environment, who knows?
Yeah. Well, that helps then. Thank you. Rick.
Okay.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson?
I
I guess, one, this 69 by 22, how long has that been on the property now, or is it?
We've asked for the permits the last time around, which was, I believe, February of last year was when that all started. So sometime in the spring or summer of last year is when it got placed. With the understanding, we thought we had the permits and so it was placed.
It's been there a little over a year, and it...
Correct.
Was it a new facility when it was placed?
I don't know how new. I mean, basically, the arrangement we had was with like Allied Trails or whatever. We did some work for them, and they gave us a place on a trailer there. So it was new to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9,934 under advisement.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9,934 under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made later in this evening on your case. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office first thing in the morning. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.